No, I've enjoyed it. Obviously, got to meet the players on Monday night, and then Tuesday morning was full steam ahead with the session that we had. We're trying to sort of get a few ideas across to the players, but it's not something we can change overnight, but it's nothing too drastic that we have to try and do. Well, Tuesday night was off to Tranmere to watch Swindon, who we got this at the weekend, and then again today. So the players have been really good. I think they've sort of been receptacle to what we're trying to put across to them. I don't want to put any pressure on the players. All I've said to them, I like them to try and build off what they did at the weekend. The performance at the weekend was really impressive to beat the league leaders, and hopefully we can go to Swindon at the weekend and beat the league leaders for the second weekend on the trot.
I think you just said it there, it can't happen overnight, but as a priority, is it to get rid of that shell shock feeling that they've obviously had with this poor run and constant criticism, to be honest, from outside?
Well, it is, and players are only human beings, and they're aware of any criticism that comes their way. And it's how you have to try and deal with that adversity and how you try and get the best out of them as a manager and my coaching staff. So I think John did a great job prior to the weekend and got a great result for them and great performance. We've got to now try and build on that from the rest of the season, because I said to the players, they've set the standards and now they've got to make sure that they don't slip them below, because there's no doubt in it that they've underachieved this season for whatever reason. We've got to try and get them fulfilling their potential that they did probably early part of the season again.
How much potential is in this squad?
Well, I've only seen him a couple of times, and obviously I was on the end of a 2-0 defeat against him, and they were impressive that night when I was at Huddersfield. There's some good players in there. There's some experienced players who have played at some good levels. There's some players that are hungry to succeed who have been at non-league as well, and with all them ingredients, hopefully coupled with what we're trying to put across to them and our philosophies and our ambitions, then hopefully we can take the club forward and take this group forward. But obviously, I think, like football, some players will leave this group and some will come in. That's just the nature of it all. But I'll certainly be giving every opportunity for the players that are here to stay at Preston North End for the long term.
And will you already be looking at maybe bringing a few in to tweak it up?
Well, it depends how they perform at the weekend and probably next weekend. The performance at the against Bournemouth would suggest that I don't need to do too much, but that might just be the first game factor, the release of of the manager leaving or whatever. We've just got to make sure that we try and do as well as we can do, and if it means bringing one or two people in, then so be it. But I will be certainly giving them the opportunity to stay at this football club.
Looking at the fixtures you arrive at, it's a pretty strange one, isn't it? I think five of the next six away from home, and you've got top of the table Swindon to start with.
It's a great opportunity, and it's a great sort of opportunity for me to look at the players in some real pressurised games. And I suppose if we get on the run, there'll be a lot of teams at that top end of the division won't be wanting to play us, because that'll mean they'll drop in points at the vital stage of the season.